Transylvania Avenue.
Yeah, thank you, Scott Miller. And we have one of my favorite people in the world. I tell you, I love this family. And I've become very close to mom and daughter, and didn't really get close to the other daughter because she was out in Hollyweird. But yeah. We have Wynonna Judd.
Thank you for that.
How are you?
I could not be trying any harder. I don't know what else to tell you.
How's mama?
She's at home, got the party dress, still in the closet, ready to go at any time. You know her. She's always looking for the next moment.
I tell you, she's a very special lady to me. I mean, when my mom passed away, she was very kind to me.
She raised us right in terms of, she always says this, and we roll our eyes, but it's so true that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And
she
gave us so many of those. We grew up with all of those one-liners, and she's raised us to believe that it's a privilege.
Yeah.
You know, that it's the exception, not the rule. And I'm really grateful for those 10 years on the bus, because I think about it, what it would have been like if I hadn't had her to jerk me back to reality. I would have probably been, well, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. I'd be like out, you know, shopping or something. I really am honored to be in my 18th year of doing this. And
has it been that long?
Yeah, it has. And
I'm making this
record for 2 years. I'm so desperately trying to merge into the format, bond with country radio once again, and I'm singing from my toenails.
Well, I tell you, you sing your toenails off every time.
God.
Everything I've ever heard.
It's a little harder, but I must say, but I'm still doing it.
And is it tough with the kids?
I mean, yes, it is. I'm wearing a hat for a reason.
Yeah.
I have only so many hours in the day. I'm multitasking. I'm definitely teaching them by day at homeschool, and I'm in my second year, and I go on stage to take a break.
Yeah.
And you think I'm kidding, but that's the truth. By day it's reality, by night it's fantasy.
Gee whiz.
And I'm good at both, because I've always been that way.
I'll tell you, they're giving us. Do we have? Okay, we got to do that thing here. Okay, that means you've had enough time. Always a pleasure to see you. And
I love you guys, and I love being from Kentucky. I wish I could go back more, but right now, you know, I'm a working mom. I'm like the single parent with three jobs. You know, I'm just, and I want other people to know out there that you can do anything you want to. And if these girls from Kentucky can make it, anybody can.
Well, I tell you, the state's awfully proud of you and your mom and Ashley. And,
yes.
And Ashley does so much for the state with the PSAs.
And Go Cats, man.
Go Cats.
She's all about that. I have a quick story to tell you.
Okay.
For so long, I was known as Naomi Judd's daughter, right?
Naomi Judd's daughter.
And Where's Your Mother and all that.
Yeah.
And the other day, I was in an airport, and this guy came, you know, walking towards me, and I got out my pen because I know he was going to love on me, and he loves my music, and I just, I'm gonna give him the big Wynonna love, and right there in the airport, and he looks at me and he goes, "Hey, you're Ashley Judd's sister."
Oh no!
And I thought, you know what? This is really cruel,
it's
man.
It's what goes around comes around.
But I'm so proud of her. She's doing a movie. Mom's writing a book. I'm doing an album. We're thriving. So,
well,
go Cats!
Best of luck to you, and we love you. And come up to Kentucky and see us anytime. The door's always
spring,
open.
Spring, summer, baby. I'm coming back.
We'll find a room for you to stay.
We got an
extra
the Hyatt.
Room.
That's where I always stay.
Well, not anymore. Or
we've got a
rollaway bed.
Do you?
You know, okay. We got plenty of room. Take care of the kids for you. Wynonna, thank you so much.
You're welcome.